1. The Gold of the Gods. To me, this is the most incredible, fantastic story of the century. It could easily have come straight from the realms of science fiction if I had not seen and photographed the incredible truth in person. What I saw was not the product of dreams or imagination. It was real and tangible. A gigantic system of tunnels, thousands of miles in length, and built by unknown constructors at some unknown date, lies hidden deep below the South American continent. Hundreds of miles of underground passages have already been explored and measured in Ecuador and Peru. That is only a beginning. Yet the world knows nothing about it. On July 21, 1969, Juan Marix, an Argentine subject, deposited a legal title deed signed by several witnesses with Dr. Gustavo Falcone, a notary in Guayaquil. The deed sets out Marix's claim to be the discoverer of the tunnels, as far as the Republic of Ecuador and posterity are concerned. I had this document, which was written in Spanish, translated by a UN interpreter. I quote the most important parts of it at the beginning of this incredible story of mine. Juan Marix, Argentine citizen by naturalization, born in Hungary, passport number 4361689. I have discovered objects of great cultural and historical value to mankind in the province of Morona, Santiago, within the boundaries of the Republic of Ecuador. The objects consist mainly of metal plaques inscribed with what is probably a resume of the history of a lost civilization, the very existence of which was unsuspected by mankind hitherto. The objects are distributed among various caves and are of many different kinds. I was able to make my discovery in fortunate circumstances. In my capacity as a scholar, I was carrying out research into the folklore and ethnological and linguistic aspects of Ecuadorian tribes. The objects I found are of the following kinds. 1. Stone and metal objects of different sizes and colors. 2. Metal plaques, leaves, engraved with signs and writing. These form a veritable metal library, which might contain a synopsis of the history of humanity, as well as an account of the origin of mankind on Earth, and information about a vanished civilization. The fact of my discovery has made me the legal owner of the metal plaques and other objects in accordance with Article 665 of the Civil Code. However, as I am convinced that the objects, which were not found on my own land, are of incalculable cultural value, I refer to Article 666, according to which the treasure I discovered remains my personal property, but subject to state control. I beg you, most excellent President of the Republic, to appoint a scientific commission to verify the contents of this document and assess the value of the finds. I am prepared to show such a commission the exact geographical position and site of the entrance, as well as the objects I have discovered so far. Marix stumbled on the underground passages in June 1965, during his research work, in which he was ably assisted by Peruvian Indians who acted as skillful intermediaries between him and their tricky fellow tribesmen. Being cautious by nature and skeptical as befitting a scholar, he kept silent for 3 years. Not until he had covered many miles of underground passages and found all kinds of remarkable objects did he ask President Velasco Ibarra for an audience in the spring of 1968. But the president of a country in which nearly all his predecessors had been deposed by rebellions before the expiry of their term of office had no time for this lone wolf with this incredible tale of discovery. The palace flunkies found the obstinate archaeologist very charming and assured him, after long delays, that the president would be glad to receive him in a few months' time, but Marix was finally told he could not have an audience until 1969. Disillusioned and embittered, he withdrew to his subterranean retreat. I first met Juan Marix on March 4, 1972. His lawyer, Dr. Peña Matius of Guayaquil, had been trying to get in touch with him by telegram and telephone.